I'm Greg Mendez, and you're listening to WMUC FM.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi everyone, this is WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Layli Saleh, and this is Chime Classics. With me today is a special guest. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Miriam. I'm Layli's sister.
Actually, I don't know if her mic was on, so we're going to do that one more time for her. This is Mariam.
Hey! Hi, I'm Mariam. I'm Layli's sister. I'm visiting today at College Park, and I'm 17.
Yeah, so that's Mariam. She actually picked all the songs today. And actually, some of them I've played before in the show, but, I mean, the more the merrier. And I'll start with some life updates. I've been pretty stressed with my exams, if anybody wondered. I have two exams on Wednesday, and then I have another one on Monday. So that's cool. I miss my dog and my family. And also, I met this really cute puppy named Rocco, who is 9 weeks old. And also, guys, it's really nice outside today. So if you want to touch some grass, you should do that. And next week, I'm told the weekend will be 70 degrees. So to get into some campus things today, if you want to check out the UMD Arboretum, they're hosting a Friday Flower Power Hour. It's like a chill pop-in event where you can grab flowers, relax for a bit, and decompress after the week. They say it's low effort, good vibes, and it's an excuse to like step outside your apartment. And yeah, and again, that's your example of touching some grass. And also, for people who are interested in listening to some classical music, the UMD Symphony Orchestra is performing Mozart's Symphony No. 39 Friday night, so tonight, the Clarice at 8 p.m. The Clarice is, like, between south and north. It's a pretty convenient location. So if you guys want to check that out, you should definitely get a ticket. It's free. And now it's time for the first song of the day. Again, as I mentioned, this is, like, Mariam's day, so she's picking the songs, and I'll let her introduce the first one.
The first song today is Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs.
Not enough.
That was Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, and I'll let Mariam introduce the next one.
This next song is Talk to Me by 54 Ultra.
Talk to Me. Mariam likes that song, so I'm glad that she picked it. It's a good song. This next one is actually by Beyonce's sister. This is Losing You.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That was Losing You by Solange. Solange? Solange? I don't know. Solange. Okay. So this, also one of my listeners said she sounds like Madonna. I can see that. I'm not like the biggest Madonna fan, but my mom is. She likes Madonna. I don't know. I just never really got into that, but I mean, she's like a pop icon for sure. So yeah, that was Losing You. I also wanted to ask my sister Mariam some questions on air, just so you guys can get to know her a little bit better. You know, she came all this way. You know, spread the word about Mariam. So yeah, the first question I wanted to ask Mariam is just if she can tell us a little bit about herself and what she likes to do when it's warm out.
So as you guys know before, I said I'm 17. I go to Churchill High School and I'm a junior. I also like to play volleyball. I like to bake here and there, but it hasn't been really successful recently. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, if that was an interview, that'd be a good tell me about yourself. But yeah, she's a volleyball player. She's cool. And she also listens to a lot of really good music. Like, she has a lot of influences, I feel like, from my dad, maybe. Yeah, so I guess I'll just ask, what do you like to listen to in general, especially when it's, like, I don't know, happier, like a nice morning?
I don't really think I have a favorite artist, per se. I will say I am going to Blood Orange. It's a concert coming up this coming week. Yeah, I usually have a really big genre of music. Like, I don't really have a specific one. I don't like country, but everything else I kind of like. I don't discriminate.
Yeah, we do actually have two Blood Orange songs on the playlist today, per Mariam's request. I guess my last question for right now is, how do you feel about UMD/College Park?
I mean, I love it here. I think it's so nice. I mean, Murad Ambulbar went here, so I think it's so cute that Saran let me go here as well. And I mean, it'd be really nice if I were to go here as well, but I don't know, it's cute.
Yeah, for those of us listening who don't know, like, the Saleh lore, my parents actually met at UMD through the Afghan Student Union, which, does it really exist anymore? Not too sure. But yeah, they met here along with, like, a lot of their friends and our family friends. So yeah, I'll ask her some more questions a little bit later. But for now, our next song is called Drive by The Cars. And I've played some of, like, The Cars before. I really like their song, Sad Song. But yeah, this is Drive. I hope you guys enjoy.
Gonna tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing. What else? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up? Thank you.
something's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna hold it down?
Right, guys, that was Drive by the Cars. Mariam mentioned that she added that for my mom because she also likes that song. So I'm gonna be asking her some questions again. My first question of this round is, what piece of advice as a 17-year-old would you give to all Chime Classic listeners?
I've been really into Dead Poets Society, so I think my piece of advice would be Carpe Diem, which is also known as Seize the Day. And yeah.
I think that's like a great motto to live by, especially as you're approaching your college years. I think it's good to try everything. Do I do that? I try to. But yeah, I think that's great advice. And you also mentioned you're going to a Blood Orange concert this weekend. What other concerts have you been to, and which one was your favorite?
I've been to the 1975 Taylor Swift Driver's Ed Wallows twice, and I've also seen Claro. I think one of my favorites was definitely Wallows and 1975.
That is a good answer. We went to the 1975 together with my other sister, Saral, and our friend Paula, too. And, so my third question is, what are you most looking forward to when you get to college? And this is a question from Ray, who's also in the studio, and you might hear her in the background right now, and she's giggling, but yeah, that's my third question.
I know it does seem really basic to say find myself, but I do really want to find my group of people and who I am, being like more independent, because I do live with my parents right now, but I want to know like how it is to be on my own.
That's a great answer. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a change of pace. As we were leaving like my apartment to come to the show today, she was like, I can't believe you could just walk out without asking anybody for permission. And I was like, yeah, that's a good thing about college. I feel like it's a great step to adulthood. I also wanted to do some quick shout outs. My family's listening. Shout out to everybody in my family, my mom, my dad, my cousins, aunts and uncles. And shout out to everybody in the studio too. Julie, Kat, Saral, and Ray, and of course, Mariam. And also, someone else is listening. Her name is Elle, and she was asking me about one of the songs. So shout out to Elle. And this next song is Lana Del Rey, How to Disappear.
John met me down on the boulevard. Cry on his shoulder, cause life is hard. The waves came in over my head. What you been up to, my babe? Haven't the guys tell me lies, but you don't. You just crack another beer and pretend that you're still here. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear. Joe met me down at the training yard. Cuts on his face 'cause he fought too hard. And now he's in over his head. But I love that man like nobody can. He moves mountains and pounds them to ground again. I watch the guys getting high as they fight for the things that they hold deep, to forget the things they fear. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear.
Alright guys, that was How to Disappear by Lana Del Rey. I love that song. Great pick. And also this next song is one of my favorite songs of all time. And Mariam's like a proud gatekeeper, so whenever I like a song that she likes, she gets a little angry. But it's okay. Also, but even if we're driving together, like I'll just be like taking songs off her playlist. And I do it very discreetly, so she doesn't know. Before the next song, I guess. Oh, I missed a couple people. Two of Ray's friends are tuned in, Kofi and Zoe. So shout out to them. Thanks for listening, guys. So my question is, as she is a junior and her high school career is ending soon, what is something you'll miss about high school and something you will not miss about high school?
The only thing I really will miss is volleyball, because once I'm done with high school, that will be a wrap on my volleyball career. Honestly, other than that, I will not miss much about high school, because junior year is not that great, and it's very stressful, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, like, there's other ways to, like, continue doing what you loved in high school and college. Like, there's club volleyball, there's IM, which I'm actually going to be training to be a ref. I'd just be doing whatever. I just pick really random jobs. I can feel that, though. I feel like junior year of high school, it's just, like, SATs and, like, watching your older friends get, like, rejected from colleges. Which, like, it's been stressing her out a little bit, like, because UMD is very competitive now. And I guess my other question is, when you do come, hopefully, to UMD, Do you have any idea of what you're interested in majoring in or exploring, or you're not so sure yet?
I'm not so sure yet, but I am interested in a lot of different things like law and psychology. Realistically, though, I will probably do something in the business finance route, but Boba's really interested in me doing something psych-related, but I don't think that's very realistic because I want to make money, but yeah.
She's just like me. Anyway, also, like, I mean, she's in a biology course. She actually had a half day today, which is how she's here, and she's not the biggest fan. She had her lab today, and she was, like, huffing and puffing about it. Yeah. Anyway, so great responses. Again, this next song is, like, one of my favorites, and I know it's one of Mariam's, or maybe her favorite song of all time. I love a song. It's I Want to Be Adored, the remastered version by the Stone Roses.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses. Great song, truly. I love it. So, again, we're going to be asking some questions. And if anybody, any listeners, want to text me or DM the Instagram with some questions to ask her, I'll be checking, probably. So, I wanted to ask, as this show is very catered to, like, our family, well, also friends, and my professor one time listened, or a couple times, like, and also, like, we see our family a lot, we're a very close family. Mariam, what does our family, both immediate and extended, mean to you?
Not to be corny, but my family does mean the world to me. They are, like, the foundation for everything I do in life, and everything I am is because of my family and how I was raised, and I owe a lot to my parents, my cousins, my sisters, so yeah, love you guys.
Very wholesome. Also, like, I mean, I love, me personally, in my own life, when, like, my friends and, like, family kind of come together. Like, two of our best friends from home, Sara and I, and also they're close with Mariam, too. We, like, consider them our sisters. Their names are Nora and Nala. And Nala is actually studying abroad in Sydney. And she, like, met up with my grandma in Sydney. And I was like, wow, that is so cute. So, yeah, I feel like in this day and age, it's kind of hard to, like, make connections with, like, I don't know, everyone's just kind of interesting now. But I think it's good to, like, lean on people and just make sure you're actively giving effort to all your relationships and friendships. Yeah. A little bit more about family for Mariam. Our specific immediate family dynamic is a little interesting and unique because Sara and I are twins, and we're Mariam's older sisters. How is it, like, different for you, or just how is it in general when we're in College Park and you're back home? And how is that, like, relative independence?
As I said, I do love my family, but Sara and me being at college is kind of the opposite because, I don't know, all the attention's on me. I guess I can drive, but then again, I'm the only one at home. But yeah, it's a little interesting at home.
Yeah, I feel like I've never had, like, all the attention on me, so when we're gone, it being all in Mariam is a bit stressful, but yeah. And my last question for right now is, given it's midterm season in college, at least for me, I feel like I'm the only person with 10 exams, and it's also, like, kind of approaching AP season in high school. What's a way that you de-stress and take a break from just all this work and studying?
Yeah, as I said before, I do play volleyball, but another way that you guys didn't know, maybe, is I love PS5 games. So whenever I have time, I love to play a good game. Like, Larry actually got me Spider-Man, and I've been playing that recently. Or, when I have the time, I like to watch movies with Morale and Morale. We did watch Pitch Perfect, like, 2 days ago. So, yeah, I'm in that type.
Yeah, I mean, I love also playing video games with Mariam, too. Like, growing up, Mariam and I were more of the gamers. And Sara, like, she used to play, like, the Wii games. But also, when Mariam says Modar and Boba, that's our parents, if that was not clear. Just so you guys know. But yeah, I mean, she's a fancy PS5. And yeah, one thing, though, I will say, it's like one thing that we don't have in CP that they have at home and Mariam has at home is our dog. And I feel like when I was in high school, I used to pet him whenever I was super stressed out. So that's one thing that she has that I wish I had in College Park. Anyway, this next song is by Blood Orange, which, again, Mariam is seeing this weekend. And I think it's at the Anthem. Oh, sorry, wait, no. This next song is Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. This is actually also one of my favorite songs. That Bad Girls is next. But yeah, this is a great song. My dad used to play it all the time. And then it got kind of TikTokified, and it was, like, on Summer I Turned Pretty. But yeah, it was on the Summer I Turned Pretty. Yes. But yeah, I mean, it kind of ate there too, so I can't even complain. But it's a great song. This is New Order.
Shot right through the fog of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a
That was Bizarre Love Triangle. And this next one is the one I accidentally introduced earlier, but it's okay. I will let Mariam John introduce it.
This next song is Bad Girls by Blood Orange.
I hope you guys enjoy. Bad Girls by Blood Orange. Mariam was saying that they don't play that song in concert, or another one, which is The Complete Knock, which she also really likes. That's unfortunate. I don't approve when artists are trying to like not play their favorite song, like our favorite songs or the most popular ones at their shows. I feel like that comes off a little pretentious, but I mean, I'm not up there performing, so I can't judge. Yeah, so this next one, I'll let Mariam introduce it as well. Yeah.
Also, I will say, not to go against Lyrie, but Bad Girls isn't actually one of their most like played songs. I was looking at their set list, and there's apparently more songs that are more popular than Bad Girls, so they actually have more. But our next song is Uncomfortable by Wallows.
Thank you.
right, guys, we are out of time today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to everybody in the studio. And I hope you guys have a lovely day. I'll let Mariam say her thanks and sign off.
Thank you so much for listening. And I'm so glad to be here. And yeah, it's very nice.
And this is Sutphin Boulevard. Enjoy.
I sounded so...